June is Pride Month for the LGBT community and its supporters, but some event planners are cautious this year. Several states have passed or proposed restrictions on drag performances. Nearly 500 bills, by one measure, in state houses would restrict medical procedures and access to public accommodations. And a large portion of books recently banned focus on LGBTQ persons and issues. Let's talk about what's happening with Tuck Woodstock, journalist, educator, and host of the Gender Reveal podcast. Tuck, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Tuck, is this a coordinated pushback against LGBTQ persons, as far as you can tell?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the leadership of it is coordinated, and then, of course, it trickles out from there. But when we're looking at book bans as one example, a recent article came out and showed that the majority of book bans happening in this country are being submitted by only 11 people. And so this is a nationwide issue that's being coordinated by 11 individuals. And when you think of the ripple effects that that's having on hundreds and thousands, maybe even millions of kids and of lives, it's really impossible to say that this isn't being coordinated.
What do we know, Tuck, about the individuals or groups coordinating some of these efforts, whether they're connected to funding sources or what the strategy is?
Right. So when we look at Ron DeSantis as one example, the governor of Florida, it's become increasingly clear that this deluge of anti-queer and anti-trans bills that he signed into law in Florida are part of a strategy for his upcoming political campaign. And it seems to me like it is just a way to drive votes.
What responses have you encountered, reported on from the LGBTQ community?
I mean, obviously, people are really scared and they're really upset. This is, of course, Pride Month, and it really feels like less of a carefree celebration and more of standing up in defiance of people who are trying to harm queer and trans people, are trying to legislate us out of existence, which of course they can't do, but that doesn't mean they won't try. And so, yeah, I think the sentiment is angry, it's sad, it's defiant, it's really disappointed in the reactions that we're seeing from a lot of corporations, organizations, and governments. And, you know, at the end of the day, queer and trans people just want to live normal lives and have a nice time and have a good summer. And, you know, that's hard to do when laws keep passing and violence keeps being threatened and perpetrated upon us.
Is the environment, you think, changing how some persons are celebrating Pride Month?
Absolutely. I mean, on one hand, I think a lot of people are committed now more than ever to going out and celebrating and being truly proud of their identities and of their lives, because it does seem like somehow a radical act for us as queer and trans people to simply experience joy and pride in ourselves when so many people are organizing against us. But at the same time, we're seeing local pride parades, events, organizations canceling their pride programming, especially in states like Florida, because it simply doesn't seem physically safe and it doesn't seem legally viable. And so, yeah, I think that it's really tricky for queer and trans people to decide, do we want to host these events anyway, or do we want to try to keep our community safe by not hosting them? Mm.
Tuck, you are a journalist, podcast host, and a transgender person. What is it like for you to cover this?
It's so strange because I live in New York City, and before that I lived in Portland, Oregon. And those are both places where I personally, at least, have a very easy day-to-day existence as a trans person. I do come up against hurdles and anti-trans discrimination, but on the whole, in my day-to-day life, it's fine being trans. Like, I have a great time, and I'm not facing this type of backlash in my real life day-to-day. But as soon as I log on to the internet and I start doing research, I start doing work like this work right now, I am confronted with this wave of hatred from commenters who have listened to it and want to tell me that being trans isn't real, that it's a mental illness, that this is something that we're pushing on children, you know, against the children's will or judgment, that we're mutilating children, these are all accusations that are being made for a segment that I did about how gender euphoria is a nice time for trans people, which is when you feel nice in your body. And so it's really challenging to be doing this work where every day you're confronted by how much people hate you. And I can only imagine how much more challenging it is for trans and queer people who are living in states like Florida and Texas and doing this same work where they're seeing it every day in a more immediate way. Like, I feel very lucky to only be experiencing it when I log on to the internet, because then I can just log off and walk away.
Tuck Woodstock is a journalist and host of the Gender Reveal podcast. Tuck, thanks for the time. Much appreciated.
Thanks so much for having me.